I'm John Richards, and welcome to another running podcast. I've been sitting here trying to think of how to start this running podcast, as I've done a few of these, and I think I just want to start it with, all right, you should probably start running. Get started. Start putting one foot in front of the other. That's why we're here, right? And a big shout out to everybody who signed up for the running podcast. And a shout out to our sponsor as well, Brooks Running. I just talked to their company about running and mental health and KEXP. It was a great conversation. Really good people there. And thank you for supporting the running podcast. Thanks to all the supporters of KEXP and those who've signed up for this runcast. And a shout out to all the non-runners who use this podcast as well. Adam Erb in Baltimore told me, hey John, I'm an avid road cycler and a regular listener and supporter of KEXP, and I just finished listening to Runcast Volume 20 while on a bike ride. He said to give you a shout out. Where are we running? Well, I have several biking routes around Baltimore City, as well as around the reservoirs out past the burbs, where I have more time. I've loved every Runcast you put out and have listened to all of them while cycling. I love the feel of the songs, the inspirational quotes, the talk of being outside, and the feeling of the runner's high. All that applies to us bikers too, so no need to change the name of the podcast. Thank you, Adam. But maybe give a shout out to us bikers from time to time. I bet there are others out there like me who get as much from this podcast as the runners do. I love that. So however you use this podcast, welcome. Reach out to me, John, at kexp.org, and let's get running. Let's get biking. Let's get swimming. Let's get hiking. Let's get outside. Let's get moving. And the important thing is we keep moving forward. You're not alone. It's the Running Podcast.
We would watch the rain on the white lines, still so far away from where you
get this quote in your head while you're running, maybe open to this kind of stuff. John C. Maxwell said, "You'll never change your life until you change something you do daily. The secret of your success is found in your daily routine." Now, I know during 2020, routine is out the window, but running, exercising, moving, meditation, any of these things can change you and your daily routine. I think either taking up running or retaking up running or retaking up running or meditation or the biking or the walks all depend on us finding this routine for ourselves. For me, with everything going on in my life, running is one of the only times that is my time. And it's harder and harder to justify some days. But the saying goes, if you don't have time to meditate for 20 minutes, then you should probably sit for 2 hours. That means if you don't have time for running, you should probably go on a very long ride. I heard from Sylvie. She wrote in and said, "I just wanted to say thank you for putting together an inspiring and fun podcast to get us moving. About a month ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure and was prescribed meds. Both my parents died of sudden heart attacks. My mom died the same as yours. And the annual mom show has gotten me through more than you'll ever know. So I'm really freaked out by this diagnosis. I started walking daily the day after that doctor's appointment for the first 20 minutes at a time and then increasing times and distances. Today, I decided to try a trail I've never done, Cushman Trail in Gig Harbor, while listening to the most recent running podcast. Dude, I jogged. I haven't jogged in years. So this is really a big thing for me. I'm slow as fuck, and I'll probably be slow for a while. I'm not in a race, just trying to get back to a healthier place so I can enjoy my husband, my friends, my cats for many years to come. But the music helped. I'm going to go back to the older podcasts and use those for inspiration on this crazy journey now too." So thank you, Sylvie. No matter how slow as fuck you are, or maybe as fast as that PR, you are running. And make sure you take care of you first.
On your side, take a moment to reflect. reflect where you're from. Let the precinct guide you. See all tracks lead you out from the dark. See all tracks lead you out to the stars. Why can't you take the leaf off your mouth now? Like where we're going, let reason guide you. See all tracks lead you out from the dark. See all tracks lead you out to the stars.
Sitting there, I'll go. Pat
All right, while you're running, let's talk about failure. Nothing better than talking about failure while you're running on the road. There is no failure while you jog. I mean, there is. Trust me, I've had my failures, but looking back, they were learning moments. I know I'm that guy, but it's true. How many running right now, for instance, have been told they're going to fail? You can't do this. You can't do this run. You can't exercise. Why would you start running? You're too old. You're too out of shape. Trust me. Being a public figure who also grew up with an alcoholic father, I've heard plenty to tell me I am a piece of shit. But remember, I'm not. You're not. You're trying to better yourself right now. Eleanor Roosevelt said, "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent." I've been living by words like that for a long time, but I'm glad I was able to find her quote. It's true. It's up to you. And George Eliot said, "It is never too late to be what you might have been." Think about that. It is never too late to be what you might have been. That could be right now. You're running. Keep running. Keep moving. Running is a moving meditation. Slow down a little and go a little further, or speed up a little and end a little earlier, or do both these things. Keep pushing yourself just a little bit at a time, and you'll see yourself running a race when this is all over, I swear. My first race, Bloomsday, Spokane, first Sunday in May. I love that race. I don't know if it still is, but when I was running it, it was the largest timed race in the country. It used to be anyway. My mom used to make us all a giant breakfast after that race. Best memories ever. Now she's buried next to the course, so I can't wait to run it again. Jennifer and Edmonds just wrote me and said, I just had to let you know that your latest Runcast successfully fueled me through my virtual Bloomsday last weekend. I don't consider myself a dedicated runner, and I haven't done the actual Bloomsday in years, but I am happy my husband talked me into doing this. It wasn't the right time of year, no Doomsday Hill, not one band playing or fun costume, but it was a small reminder of life before COVID. Thanks for being part of it. Honored to be along the course for Bloomsday. Maybe it's a virtual race. Maybe it's running with your kids. Maybe it's just you on your own. But remember, as C.S. Lewis said, you are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream.
I'm waiting.
right, we are near the end of this latest Running Powered podcast. There are tons more. Find them. Hit me, john@kexp.org. You can listen daily to my show, kexp.org, or go back to the archive, the streaming archives on our mobile apps. You can run to this show all the time. Keep running, keep moving, and keep remembering you are not alone. Mark Twain said, the two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you found out why. Keep running.